Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Morning, David. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Yeah, there's some connection issue there, Joey. I'm not sure. I'm good. I read this morning some Russian general was killed. Putin's attacking when they're supposed to be talking peace. So we don't know what the disconnect is or isn't there. And China says we're not talking. U.S. says we're talking. What can you give us some insight into both of those situations right now, both the Ukraine, you know, peace process and then the China trade talks?
Yeah, but I know what you know about the high-ranking Russian official that they're claiming it was a murder. And it coincided, of course, with the arrival of Steve Witkoff, who's Trump's man in these talks. So nobody quite knows what's going on there. Bottom line is it's a mess. Trump is determined to get a peace deal no matter what. And all the usual norms of diplomacy sort of are going by the wayside here. He said that Russia can keep Crimea, for example. Well, Zelensky's not going to agree to that. They seem to have given Russia what it wants even before the negotiations begin. It doesn't have one of the parties, Zelensky, fully on board. It's just chaotic. It's the rules of diplomacy are just not there as we've known them since I've been around. I mean, since the Korean War, probably since World War II.
Now, do you really think that Trump is angry at Putin? It seems a little performative in some ways.
You know, that was the big parlor game here yesterday, and we wonder if Trump thinks he has personal relationships with these people, right? That they're friends. That Trump has always believed that he can cut a deal with anyone if he because he likes them or because there's a one-on-one bond there. And I think he feels he has that with Putin. So when Putin suddenly goes in and fires, what was it, 221 missiles into Kyiv yesterday, well, Trump feels betrayed. He feels personally hurt. And so he puts out that true social message. Again, that's not how diplomacy is generally conducted. Yes, the world leaders have one-on-one relationships, of course. But they also understand that there's more here than just, you know, this isn't a date on a Saturday night. This is world diplomacy.
Right. We're talking with David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C. here on Brian & Company. These reports of Musk and the Treasury Secretary yelling at each other, you know, just give us a sense. I mean, is Musk on his way out? Is this more reflect poorly on him? I don't really, you know, give us some clarity there.
Treasury Secretary has been front and center this week. When the markets started to go crazy a few days ago, they sent him out there. He's a known financial market guru, if you will, respected. So you notice he's been the one who's been the voice and face of the administration, not Musk, not anybody else. When Trump went after Jerome Powell, the Federal Reserve Chairman, it was Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, who tried to calm the markets down, and actually did. Musk seems to be fading, and the feeling is that this latest report that Tesla's profits were way down, they took a real hit in this year so far, the feeling is that Musk's time has probably, if not over, then greatly diminished. You're just not hearing much about him anymore. The other thing is, politics drives this town. Congress is back Monday. They're going to start writing a budget. Republicans know that they're going to be, if I can use a cliche, in the crosshairs. Democrats are going to make them vote on everything. And the last thing they need is Elon Musk, who is not particularly popular, hovering around all this. So we'll see. I mean, things change fast in this town. But right now, Treasury Secretary up, Musk fading.
One last question on the administration here with David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C. is Pete Hegseth thinking about the side room that they deny. I really don't care about whether they're making a green room or a makeup room or what. I'm more interested in, you know, are things settling down in the Department of Defense? Does he seem like he's in control of things? Just give us an update there.
Yeah, the feeling is it's just chaotic over there, that nobody quite knows how to run things, that Hegseth himself is sort of one more mistake away from being toppled. The permanent staff is leaking things like crazy. You can pick up almost any major publication, website, network, and see another story about how it's chaotic over there. How does this translate into defense policy? That's not clear yet. I mean, the military keeps on going. You do have career military people still running things. So that story is evolving, to put it mildly, and I suspect you haven't heard the last of it.
Anything else you're working on in McClatchy that you want people to know about in D.C.?
Well, as I was saying, the Congress comes back Monday, and the priority is going to be writing a budget and figuring out how to cut taxes, and that's all you're going to be hearing the next month or so, if not throughout the summer. They got a problem. They want to cut something like $4 trillion, $5 trillion out of the budget. To do that, they're going to have to cut programs people like, Medicaid, for example, environment, education. This is where things get serious, and it's going to be interesting to see if a lot of these Republicans in sort of swing districts go along with this. It's one thing, the rhetoric is one thing, the votes on big, broad plans that don't do a whole lot or one thing, but this is it. So get ready. That starting Monday, that's going to be the big news here.
All right, David, thank you so much. I appreciate the time, and have a great weekend, my friend.
Pleasure, and I'll talk to you next Friday.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now, and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.